Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm.
Yo, what's good? Yeah, what's up? I'm still a little scratchy, but I'm here. Nah, man. This is the AJ Half-Cast. Happy, what is it, Thursday? For now, for like the next 26 minutes, how good is my math? 25 minutes? When you get old, those type of little things, they'll keep your brain sharp. But, yeah, hey, I just got paid $25 to watch, I did a survey. And I just had to watch, I watched something very interesting, very, very interesting. It was, Planet Earth 2. I had to watch the whole episode and do a brief survey about what you watched and then whatever ad content that they put in between it. And boy, when I tell you, there's something. Because, they were doing, the jungles. They were doing jungles, I guess, in different parts of the country. And the fun part, the monkeys were fun. The spider monkeys hanging from the trees, they were fun. I like those. Those were cool. You know what I mean? But what I learned was that along the riverbanks is that I don't know if it was Madagascar or wherever it was. They were like the jaguars. There's jaguars and the females are the queens. I mean, so, and each queen has a certain territory along the riverbank. Like, so, and a male tried to like intrude upon one of the queen's territories. And she just like smacked them around and they were like, and it's BBC. So, you know, it's British as hell. It's like, yes, well, this particular female has been dominating this part of the river. You know what I mean, for 5 years now. You know what I mean, like, yeah. And they hunt different. They hunt really. And I just learned things you learn, like, just like, I just got paid $25 to watch this, and it was completely, it just blew my mind because I did not know this. So, how they hunt a little bit more stealthy. I mean, like they try to sneak up on their prey and they swim. Jesus, I didn't know. Well, I knew tigers swam. I know tigers swim. But, yeah, they swim and they're trying to sneak up on shit and it was just fucking cool. But the males, the males, they said the males are so much bigger that they don't sneak up on nothing. I mean, they just let it be known that, like, I'm going to get you. And this is what the males have evolved to catch. This is what they have evolved to catch, which is fucking amazing. There's a reptile called a caiman, which is a relative to a crocodile or alligator that can grow up to 10 feet in length. So you would think that in the river, it belongs, like, that's the king of the river. No, it's not. That fucking jaguar jumped in there and grabbed that goddamn caiman by the back of the neck, by the nape of the neck. And the things with jaguars is that when they get their prey, they like to take it and climb up in the trees. He snatched it, climbed up on a riverbank, took it up into a tree, and had his way with it. Like, wow. Wow. And they described the caiman as in that habitat being that, in that habitat being that anything that it catches between its jaws is dead. So for something to evolve to the point where it knows exactly how to hit you with a kill shot, it's pretty fucking awesome. It's pretty fucking awesome. And I'll drink to that. Yeah. Let me have a sip. Shit. I actually had a good day today. I was a little bit more patient. I've been dealing with the fact that, I'm not like, I'm patient, but it's levels to this shit, man. Because for shit that, okay, how do I explain this? For shit that's supposed to be ABC, 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 let's get it done. When it's not getting done, ABC, 1, 2, 3, boom, 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 I'm impatient. I mean, like, if it's, sorry. If it's like, any situation where, like, well, you can't really control that, well, it was just fucked up off the rip. I mean, like, what can you do? If it's one of them type of situations, then, like, I mean, I ain't gotta love it, but, you know, you appreciate it. Like, you respect it. Like, nah, man, but if it's like some shit that's supposed to be like, like, come on, this supposed to be 1, 2, 3. It's like like the girls in Rockefeller Center. Man, if one girl ain't kicking her knees up high enough and make us all look bad, get your shit together, shorty, or pack it up. I mean, oh, God. Nah, man, I've been having a, yeah, so, I've been trying to keep an eye on that too. I mean, because that type of behavior can lead to like unwanted conflicts. Like, and yeah. I mean, and it's a difference between having a conflict and just like and just coming out and speaking your mind. Because if you're a grown up, I mean, why would you walk around with something on your chest feeling bad? I mean, and being mad and being all upset. I mean, when you could just like, hey, clear the air and put the cards on the table and wherever the chips fall, that's where the chips fucking fall. I mean, so, and I've been doing better with that. I mean, see, therapy, baby. Therapy, baby. Half-caste therapy. I got a few stories because, yeah, I'm telling you, yo, sign up for, I don't know. I might have to tell y'all to DM me the name to the survey place because, I done hit, like, yo, you don't hit all the time, but I was pissed because, like, last week they had a survey up for, and obviously they look for certain criteria. So what they look for is certain criteria. 9 times out of 10, you gotta have a Roku box or a Roku TV. Some type of Roku apparatus. And they had a survey for like $150. And when they pay you, they put it on a gift card. They email you the gift card, and you can use the gift card for whatever you want. You can buy whatever you want with the gift card. The last one they gave me, I just straight used that shit to order food for lunch for work. Like shit like that, and it goes through. So it's definitely legit. But I'm not gonna put the name out there because I still would like to keep getting these surveys for watching fucking jaguars carry fucking huge lizards up your goddamn. What was beautiful was that this is evolution. This is the beauty of nature. Is that there was a they said there's a hummingbird out of 99 species of hummingbirds, and hummingbirds drink nectar from flowers. So how this one evolved was that it grew a beak that was, it's the only hummingbird whose beak is longer than its whole body. So for the flowers that's longer, that have like the nectar, like it can get the beak up there so it can eat. So the other hummingbirds know not to even fight because I can't even get up there. Like I can't even get to the nectar. That was fascinating. What else? When they got to the bugs, I was kind of like, oh God. The bugs. Anywho, that was Planet Earth 2 that I watched. That was Planet Earth 2. Anywho, let's get into a couple stories because I am having a good time at 11:45 p.m. Let's see here. Yeah, because I watched that shit. I was in some type of mood, and I found this story. And it's like, here's what would happen if all insects on Earth disappeared. And the first thing I thought immediately was like, well, more mosquitoes, because we don't need mosquitoes. They carry diseases. Fleas, fleas, ticks. I fucked up with the ticks because I had it on my mind before when I was watching the show, because there is a, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but when shit makes sense, like maybe we could have did it. Maybe that was us. Is that Lyme disease? They concocted Lyme disease and put it in ticks because they were going to use it for like warfare. And they just fucked around and got loose in like Long Island somewhere, and the shit just fucking spread like crazy. I'm gonna try to find that article. Once again, I'm not holding that to be gospel, but at the same time, I'm like, yo, that sounds like some shit that we might do. It's like, hey, it was the ticks. I think it was something about they were going to drop them shits over there in fucking Cuba to fuck up Castro. I don't know. It was something. Before I claim it as, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna try to find an article before I go to sleep tonight and put it up on my Twitter page. But okay. So you got ticks. We don't need those. You got mosquitoes. I mean, flies are essential because flies help break down and decompose shit. They help break shit down. So when you get into what's essential, we talk about insects. That, and who cares about insects? I know. Don't kill me. We get into insects that actually like worms and stuff like that, that help like cultivate the earth to make it like malleable so you can grow crops. That's what's more on my mind. Pests, natural pests, which we've been trying to like get rid of, that carry diseases like malaria and all that stuff like that. They are not, we can find ways to live without. Okay. Next story. That concludes the school portion of this half-cast. Hey, I'll drink to that. Shit. Grown-ass man. Salute. What's next? What we got up here? Welcome to the We Got Fun and Games. Yo, this shit funny as hell. Because I used to work for Family Dollar. And I think Dollar General bought out Dollar General and all those dollar stores. They all bought out. So when I worked there, this is the type of shit that this is funny to me, and it's not unbelievable. All right, Daily News: two women busted for trying to use a $1 million bill at a Dollar General store. Yes, it doesn't surprise me. They were in there stealing tampons. But and I always bring that up about what people used to steal out of their like Hot Pockets and shit. stealing just for me perms with no neutralizer and have the children's hair just have the edges all blown out. Okay. Tennessee's Amanda McCormick and relative Linda Johnson. Sure tried. They said they sure tried. And now they're paying for it, sort of. The smoking gun reported Wednesday. McCormick, 39, tried to pay for several gift cards. This is how they fucking get you. Yo, it was these Chinese people would come in here and they would try to buy, $500 worth of iTunes cards at a time. They did that, and they didn't do it just like once. They would come in and then they would send like their cousin. Like they were trying to spend like $1,500 worth of iTunes. And even though like I couldn't clearly see what was wrong with it, being that they were paying for the shit, the company actually saying it was like, this can't be right. This can't be love. This can't be right. This can't be us. No, but they tried to pay for several gift cards with a counterfeit $1 million bill. Whose face was on the bill? This was out on them. And if anybody says Usher, we can throw the gloves on right now. In Knoxville area, Maryville, where I don't know where the hell that shit is, where she was joined by 61-year-old Johnson, of course, the nice old lady that don't know no better, and you're just like, you don't look because she's so sweet and she's God-fearing, and yeah, Yeah, the oldest trick in the fucking book. Yeah, the story. McCormick claimed to have received the bill in the mail from a church. See, that's what I'm talking about. But could not provide the church information. Yo, can I call it or can I fucking call it? God, she claimed to be using the faux money to buy items for care packages to give to the homeless. And in her shopping cart were various items, among them gift cards to different businesses, according to the document. So a care package does, well, I don't know. What do you consider a care package? A care package would be stuff like toiletries, water, canned goods. If you got a child, it would be like diapers and like wipes. It would be stuff like that. So yeah, they were running the scam. They were running the old scam. Oh God. And, the U.S. Department of Treasury says it has gotten many inquiries about whether a $1 million bill has ever been officially produced. Though they haven't, such bills were produced as part of an art series. While they didn't violate U.S. law, they're not redeemable. So there are such things as $1 million bills, but you're not going to break one at Family Dollar, fam. Cut the shit, right? Yeah. Yo, the old lady. Tuna, I don't want no damn, I don't eat no damn tuna. Okay. Let's delete that. That shit is fucking hilarious. What's next? Yeah, pyramid shape. Okay. Disclaimer. This is the disclaimer right here. Pyramid shape. My disclaimer is that I don't subscribe to this story. I don't necessarily believe it, but I don't necessarily do not believe it either. And I will get into it. Just let me work through this here. Right? Let me work through this. All right. Pyramid shaped UFOs spotted by Navy may be the best the world has ever seen, filmmaker says. Like, I believe a UFO is exactly what it is, an unidentified flying object. Does not mean that it's little green men. It does not mean Independence Day, which I definitely hope it doesn't mean Independence Day, because we took an L in that fucking movie. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Yes. What I really do believe it is most of the time is, no, most of the time is just the, what it is. It's unidentified. But we also work on technology. We work on things that, we can't allow people to know what we are working on. Government should not be obligated to let everybody know what weapons that they are working on to protect us. Up to a point. So if the Navy want to throw us a little curveball and say, yeah, it was just a UFO, because they're getting calls that like thousands of people have seen it and somebody demands an explanation, and then the UFO just say, yeah, just tell them it's a fucking UFO. It's a spacecraft from outer space. That's what it sounds like. It's like, yeah, you give the baby a pacifier, it shuts the fuck up. Like, oh yeah, that's what I thought. And you get the fucking the conspiracy nuts. Like, yeah, why don't they just come out and say that it's aliens? Like, and I can't, once again, can't say that there's no such thing as aliens. I can't say that there are. I've never seen one. But I really do believe that the frenzy over most of these sightings in the now there's been some shit where there have some bits of some fighter pilots that said they say some shit. I mean, like, it's hard to discredit that, but to the untrained eye, to the layman, what are you gonna do? But I really do believe most of those stories are just like the military, like, yeah, it was a UFO. Yeah, we're gonna look into it. We don't know what it was. It came out of nowhere. We don't know. And they're just like, oh, well, next time, just be a little bit more fucking discreet, you fucking idiot. Now go park that shit and fucking and make sure you fuel it up before you fucking park it. Now, I can see the Navy doing some shit like that. Like, yeah. Okay. Oh. What's next? All right. I gotta have a shot for this. Well, I'm not having a shot. I'm not drinking hard liquor tonight. This is school night, kids. Don't ever drink hard liquor on a school. Salute. Okay. Shootings break out in Mount Vernon after DMX vigil. Damn. That's worse than how they, how long did they parade James Brown's body around before they finally put him to rest? This might be worse. Two shootings took place Wednesday night near where a large crowd had attended a Mount Vernon vigil to honor the late rapper DMX. And if that's not an oxymoron, come on. How are you going to have a shootout where you go to honor somebody? Like, now where you go to honor somebody's legacy? Home of the brave. He was putting that shit on the map. So if anything, you should have the utmost respect no matter what side you're on. And no matter what block you beefing from, no matter what, it should be just like a, like, okay, like, yo, this is for X. He put it down for us. He really put Yonkers. Well, there was Mary J. Blige and then the locks and everything. But DMX screamed, he probably might have screamed the loudest. Like, yo, hey, we here. He might have, and so just for that, out of respect for that, you just cease fire. And oh my God. Around 1,000 people showed up to 4th Street Park between 7th Avenue and 8th Avenue. I have no idea what none of that is. All I know is that, Mount Vernon is, it's a satellite of the Bronx, if that means anything. It's up a little further. Most New Yorkers believe that Yonkers is nothing, just an extension of the Bronx. But, what the fuck do I know? Oh my God. The victim in that shooting was hit in the chest and remained in critical condition Thursday. Wow. Mayor Sean Patterson Howard emphasized earlier that there was no connection between the shootings and the vigil, which featured singing and speeches and more than 300 motorcyclists riding through the area, rough riders, she said at the time, I'm assuming it was Rough Riders. She said at the time of the shootings, there were 12 to 15 people in the park, on the basketball court, and in the bleachers, compared to the thousands of souls who attended. God damn, man. Like, is that how y'all want that, man? Is that the last thing you want him to be remembered by, is the shootout at his vigil? Jesus Christ. Like, we can be so hot-headed sometimes that we don't realize that, like, the consequences of our actions, like, reflect, yo, we, oh, God, yo, like, if you knew how I felt, okay, let's describe how I feel, that the consequences of our actions cause ripples through space and time. I mean, like, yeah, yeah. So, like, when I tell you, like, that I'm working on, like, being a little bit more patient and just being a little bit more forward without being so aggressive and being so, like, that's the type of stuff that I'm working on. It's like, because, God, for every action, there is a reaction and all that other good stuff. And, like, yeah, but you just, like, I don't know, man. Like, it just sets the tone. We set the tone. We set the tone for the things that happen in the future. Man, like, if it's okay now, then that means that it's going to be more than okay later. That's how I feel. If you think I'm wrong, then just tell me to shut the fuck up, and then I'll end up telling you to shut the fuck up, and then, like, we'll just be quiet after that, I guess. I don't know. Yo, RIP DMX, man. One of the best that did it. I mean, like, let's see here. Next story. I mean, like, hey, goddamn, y'all shooting out at a man. That's some movie shit. Shooting out at out somewhere where y'all supposed to be, like, honoring somebody like that. Really, like, put y'all on the map like that. Yo, this fucking had me dying. So, okay, this is Science Alert. Scientists have induced hallucination-like states in mice to study psychosis. So this is what we're spending our tax dollars on, right, buddy? You're getting mice high, you're giving mice mushrooms and LSD and all that shit to study psychosis. Well, if you didn't give it to them, they wouldn't be tripping. They wouldn't have no psychosis. You're making them crazy, man. Look at this. And they had like a, they got like a picture of a fucking kaleidoscope, like with all the colors, man. The colors, man. I don't know what else they do, but do they just like give them like bring them like play Ozzy Osbourne and Jimi Hendrix and just give them like tabs, like tabs, yo, LSD and shit. Like, nah, man. Like, how do they give it to them? Do they give it to them in the air? Like, yo, like dude from Like, and I've never, that's some real old school shit. Like, dude from Snowfall, he was taking the shit in his fucking ear. He was putting the shit in his fucking ear. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is fucking tripping. I don't know if that was LSD. That might have been both. He might have just been taking straight, PCP, like, straight to the brain, straight in his ear, not smoking it, not like, oh my God, that shit must have had. If you can imagine somebody, how they get on that shit when they're smoking it, if they're just directly putting the liquid straight into their fucking bloodstream, I would be fucking horrified. So this is what we're paying for. Our brains and sometimes get it hilariously wrong. I know it's hilarious because we're spending so much money on you scientists getting fucking mice high and watching them trip out. Hey, man. I can see it, man. I see through everything. The mouse just crawls through the motherfucking maze. Know what I mean? He don't even do the whole maze. He just hop over the part that's blocking him from getting to the end. He don't even do the whole fucking maze. Fuck the maze. I see it all, man. It's the Matrix. Yeah, it looks like this system might also be involved in hallucinations. Okay, a new study has suggested hallucinations arise when our brains start believing this system of expectations over rather than just in support of what our senses are telling us. So our brains, our minds are playing tricks on us of what we are seeing instead of what we should be seeing. While this can happen occasionally to anyone at their extremes, hallucinations are symptoms of serious mental illnesses such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. There you go. That's how you tie it all in to giving fucking mice tabs and hits of LSD. It's because you're trying to see what happens when people get schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. Because it starts with the mice taking hits of LSD. This is hilarious. I mean, it makes sense. I'm just clowning. I'm clowning it. Because that's what I do. But, yeah, before you try it on people, you try it on, whatever. I mean, and it's actually a very interesting story. So, okay. I have one last story for y'all. And then I'm going to take off. And, I have shit to do, yo. That's why I'll be mad during the day, because I'll be like, I'll be having shit to do. That's all I can say. I'll just be like, yo, let's go. What are we doing here? What's the hold up? Like, yo, they be looking at me like, yo, what's the rush? And I'll be looking back at them like, what the fuck is the hold up? Man, like, yeah, I'll be on it like that. Like, yeah, like, no, let's go. Hey, if y'all want to fuck around, then, yeah, go jerk each other off after you quit, yeah, clock the fuck, go the fuck, yeah, whatever. I mean, but, yeah, I just be having, like, shit to do. I'll be having, stuff to look up outside of the podcast and the half-cast, like, just like normal life. Hey, man, like, yo, I told y'all before, I'm no celebrity. So, I'm not immune to the everyday situations of life. I mean, I think that was Martin Lawrence that said something along the fact of that. Man, like, yo, I'm a human being. Like, yo, I'm susceptible to, like, shit, just like you are. I gotta get up every morning. I gotta, go down here, bust this move, go to work, bust this move. I gotta bust moves. So if somebody is fucking wasting my time, or if somebody is bullshitting around, then you're cutting something out that I could be doing for me. Yeah, that's just how I feel, man. I don't know. Maybe I get old, you get a little bit more selfish. Like you ain't got that much more time left. You're holding me up. Okay, what's this last story here? Yes. This is the one. Oh, fucking love. Cause yo, auntie Maxine Waters tells Jim Jordan, shut your mouth during congressional hearing with Fauci. Somebody got to be there to tell him, like, yo, grown folks is talking. Shut up. Told him, shut your mouth. Who was this guy? Who the fuck is Jim Jordan? Maxine Waters was the time. Claiming my time. Rep Jim Jordan exchanged tense words with infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci during a congressional hearing Thursday on the coronavirus pandemic. Rep Maxine Waters ended the debate. Said she ended it. And I will take a sip for that. Says she ended it. Ended the debate by telling Jordan to shut your mouth. Right? During a hearing held by the House Coronavirus Crisis Subcommittee. What? What is this? What is that? The House Coronavirus Crisis Subcommittee. Jordan, Republican, Ohio, questioned Fauci on when the federal government can begin drawing back social distancing, and mask wearing precautions. You know what? We do it when it's done. We do it when it's time to be done. That's when we do it. That's when we do it. When you boil an egg, you know when an egg is done? When it's fucking done. That's what it is. These people are talking. Yo, and I said this on the podcast, is like, you got these politicians who have no health background and no type of like virology, pathology, nothing. They're just like worried about when are we going to get back to the money? When are we going to get back to the money? Like, what the fuck? Like, come on, man. These vaccines are like hit or miss because they push them out so fast. They're causing side effects. Some of them are working. Some of them aren't because they're pushing this shit because they're like, yo, we need to get back to the money. What the fuck, man? Like, yo, like, we have 15 days to slow the spread. What? Hold up. We have 15 days to slow the spread, turn into a year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get more freedoms? Jordan asks Fauci. Well, okay. Mr. Jordan, he said you gave us, he said what? He said we had 15 days to slow the spread and it turned into a year of lost liberty. You know what? It was you not enforcing the, whatever the mandate was to stop this. You were part of it. That was the doctors will take care of it. And in 15 days, we'll be right back to sucking big businesses' dick. Telling big businesses, we'll be right back. Oh, they'll be right back out there spending money in no time. You are part of the fucking problem. And I can't even call you sir. So, Auntie Maxine Waters was in 100% right to tell you to shut your mouth because nobody was behind this shit when they was telling everybody to stay in the house because everybody that had, that was lobbying and had a business in their back pocket or was in bed with any type of thing that would fund them to get reelected, they were telling us that it wasn't going to be a fucking problem, that it would all be over fucking soon. And you can't tell me different. Man, the people that seen the shit coming, it was like, oh, this could be bad. And everybody shot that shit down that had some money, that had some money to make out of shit. So he just shut the fuck up because he's just one of the goddamn many. Man, yeah. And the article is up. The article is up. That shit got me kind of tight. Yeah, that shit got me kind of tight. But the article is up. Maxine Waters tells Jim Jordan. How long has it been? 44 minutes. Yeah. What do you want me to sing and dance for you? No, fuck that. Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby. What is it? Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime girl. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me and you'll be left alone. So with that, I'm going to, wait a minute, I had something from my Twitter page, because that shit got me mad. That was from fucking yesterday. So fuck yesterday. We're moving forward. We're moving in the future, baby. Yeah. I wanted to sing the Star Trek theme, but I don't know it. So with that being said, we're going to wrap up the Halfcast. What is this? Episode 8? Episode 8, baby. If you fucks with the Halfcast, drop me a tweet or I hit 1,000 downloads. Yeah, I hit over 1,000 downloads. Yeah. So I appreciate that because that lets me know that I'm not just talking to myself. And it's like some type of, Truman Show where, I think I'm doing something and actually everybody's just looking at me like I'm a lab rat, a hallucinating lab rat, and I'm fucking crazy. Yo, if you fucks with the Halfcast, if you fucks with the podcast, see me on Twitter, rise and shine. I'm not gonna spoil this for you guys every goddamn night. I cannot put a sink of me. At Risenshine. RYEZNSHYNE. Risenshine. Or you can hit me at, hit me on Instagram or Facebook. Avery Johnson on Facebook. Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT 05. How can I remember that faster than Rise and Shine? I have no idea. Folks with you guys. I listened to the episode that I dropped last night, and it was kind of low. It's late. I don't be wanting to blow your eardrums out, but I'm gonna do my best to boost the sound, considerably. Without making it too loud. So yo, I fucks with y'all. I love y'all. Like, yo, y'all be safe. Wear your mask. And don't be afraid to pull a Max Waters on these fucking ignorant boys and tell them shut your mouth. Because fucking people are talking. Yeah. Alright? Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.